It's time for Rhema for Today.
So, but now what if you don't get anything? I mean, what if you put up your spiritual antenna and nothing comes in on it? What are you going to do then? Are you left without any being able to help folks? Oh, thank God, the Word of God's always right. Now, like I said, here's this one person. We had that manifestation of the Spirit. But now here's another one that's just as bad off. I mean, the best doctors in the land already said, we've done all we can do. Nothing else can be done. You'll be dead in a month. And part of that month's already gone. Nothing. Didn't get anything from God. Tell the truth about it, if you'd been going by feelings instead of by faith, you'd have thought you'd backslid. Didn't feel a thing. Didn't feel a thing. But I learned a long time ago not to walk by feeling. Walk by what the Bible said. Faith in God's Word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now and then, secondly, I thought about what that fella said, you know, and more than once I've seen people. I remember down there in Oklahoma, we had a lady that they brought into the service. It had been crippled for 4 years. The doctor said she'd never walk again. Well, ordinarily, I'll minister with the anointing, but the time I got to her, before I ever got to her, actually, before I finished the healing service, the anointing lifted from me. And I'm not going to lie to him. I couldn't minister. Like I said, I could minister in faith, you know. So if you can't come back tomorrow night, I'll just lay hands on you like any Christian could. Anybody could do it. These signs are following them to believe. They'll lay hands on the sick and just pray for you in faith. If you can't come back tomorrow night, you see, I'll pray and make preparation and be anointed to minister. Well, she couldn't. They'd brought her from a distance. She was the only one that couldn't come back. They carried her down there. Well, now we're ministering in faith. So the first thing is that, among other things, I also have to get faith into her. I looked to the Lord just a little bit to see what he'd say to me. And on the inside of me, he said, have her to read 1 Peter 2:24. So I went and sat down beside her and had her to read 1 Peter 2:24, read it out loud. Then asked her the question, you know, did you notice it said, by whose stripes you were healed? Yeah. Well, I said, is were past tense, future tense, or present tense? And she said, looked at me, you know, sort of amazed. Like I said, well, it's past tense. And if we were healed, I was. And if I was, I am. I said, that's what I want you to believe. Now lift your hand and start praising God because you are healed. She did. Then I said to the whole congregation, let's all lift our hands and praise God because she is healed, not going to be is. We praised God for a few moments. And then I just turned and said, arise, sister, and walk in Jesus' name. And she leaped up, began to leap, walk, jump, and praise God, just like that crippled man did. Now, when I heard this fellow on that tape say this other thing, you know, that didn't mean healing, I thought, now the Lord didn't know that. See, he hadn't been to seminary. You know, God hadn't been to seminary. And he didn't know that that didn't mean physical healing, because that's the only verse I gave the woman. And he ought to heal her spiritually, but he made a mistake and healed her physically. No, I don't believe God made any mistakes. It's because she believed and confessed that word. I've seen people, you know, we've all seen gifts of the Spirit manifestation. We've seen supernatural manifestations. My wife and I have gone into rooms to minister to people that medical science said doctors just shook their head. We've done all we can do. I mean, they're just near death. They're on their deathbed. They'll be dead in a matter of sometimes a few hours. Sometimes a few minutes. Well, now, I've had manifestations of the Spirit. I've talked to them. Well, they were so low, there's no use trying to talk. They can't get to what you're saying. And I just said, well, we're just going to kneel here and lay our hand on your head and pray. So I knelt, laid my hand on the head. My wife knelt beside me. And about that time, I heard the word of the Lord come unto me, saying, don't touch them. Take your hand off of them. Don't pray for them. Just get up and stand up and say to them, the Lord told me to tell you, well, get up. I did. He did. They did. That was it. That was it. Praise God. But now you see, that was a manifestation of the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost manifests himself. Now, why does he manifest himself sometimes that way? Well, I don't understand all of it, but I just know he does. You see it, you see. Why did the Holy Ghost manifest himself? A shining light around about in the noonday sun around Paul and his company. Now, I'm sure there are other companies on that same road. People traveling, that's the way they travel in those days, you know. I'm sure there are other people on that same road. Why didn't the light shine around them? Well, God knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Amen. I said, God knows what he's doing. Amen. Praise God, amen. But right on the other hand, we've gone into people that were just as, and ministered to people that were of just as desperate a case. I don't mean one doctor. I mean the best doctors in America said, you've got so many days to live. That's it. Can't anything be done? Nothing can be done. Well, I tell folks all the time that I always, if I am ministering particularly personally to people, when I say personally, I mean in their home or on this kind of level, you know. I mean the healing line, you minister different, you don't have time unless God would speak to you to minister to people individually. I mean, you know, for some time you do lay hands on them, go on. But what I mean, you know, spend some time. But if I go into a room or dealing with a person, I always put my spiritual antenna up first. You know. What do you mean put your spiritual antenna up? You know, sometimes on these automobiles, you know, one car I drive, you know, well, the antenna, you turn off the key, it goes down, you see. And it stays down unless you push a button, you know, and then it'll come up. Well, with the antenna down, you don't pick up much. I mean, I think read about one station with the antenna down is all I can get. But I put that antenna up, man, I start picking up things. So I put up my spiritual antenna, you see, to see if he's saying anything to me. What do you mean putting? Well, reach out towards heaven with your spirit on the inside of you, praise God. Or sometimes just stop and pray a little bit in tongues. Because, see, he's the father of spirits. And when you pray with tongue, your spirit's praying. And the scripture said, you know, Paul said, for if I pray in unknown tongue, my spirit prays. My spirit, see. Well, my spirit's reaching out, hallelujah, to him. Hallelujah. And he that speaketh in unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. So I'm talking to God. For no man understand, howbeit in the spirit speaketh mysteries. And I find very often in ministering to people in this area that I'll talk with tongues for a while. See, because I'm talking about this case with God and he's talking to me, you see. So, but now what if you don't get anything? I mean, what if you put up your spiritual antenna and nothing comes in on it? What are you going to do then? Are you left without any being able to help folks? Oh, thank God, the word of God is always right. Now, like I said, here's this one person. We had that manifestation of the Spirit. But now here's another one that's just as bad off. I mean, the best doctors in the land already said, we've done all we can do. Nothing else can be done. You'll be dead in a month. And part of that month's already gone. Nothing. Didn't get anything from God. Tell the truth about it. If you'd been going by feelings instead of by faith, you'd have thought you'd backslid. Didn't feel a thing. Didn't feel a thing. But I learned a long time ago not to walk by feeling. Walk by what the Bible said. Faith in God's word. Say that out loud. Faith in God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. So what do you do? Give them God's word. your faith in God's word. Get their faith in God's word to work it. Hallelujah. Give them God's word. And I've seen that person more than once that were just near death. I mean, within a few days of leaving here, begin to act upon God's word. I don't mean just confess it out of their minds and heads, just aping and imitating me or somebody else or a parrot-like fashion. But I mean because that word really got down into their hearts. And you know what? They're still alive and well today. I mean, they went right back to the same doctors. They couldn't find a trace of it. It's all gone. I mean, terminal cancer in many cases. Every bit of it was gone. Every bit of it disappeared. God's word works. Say that out loud. Hallelujah. Yes, God's word works. Praise the Lord. Now you see what we're teaching here will work for everybody. Anybody can make this work.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Call to Arms Men's Conference is coming up really soon.
No, just November 6th and 7th.
Yes. Here, right here on the Rhema USA campus. Ladies, let me tell you, our husbands just leave everything up to us to organize them, to sign them up for things. So go right now, sign up your husband for Call to Arms, because I'm telling you what, he will come back a changed person. So that's November the 6th and 7th. That's Thursday night and all day Friday. Yes.
And Friday night. Rhema.org/CTA.
Yes.
You can register there. Hey, at the men's conference, you're going to get some good messages. But then also, we're going to have some fellowship time over in NRC, the Nanowski Rec building. And there's, in the past, a lot of the guys get over there. They play basketball. They play volleyball. We sit around the table and just talk. And sometimes there is a football game on the TV, and we'll watch that and talk. It's just a great time of spiritual renewal and natural fellowship with men of like faith. So come on out and be with us.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.